Do you have a burden this morning? I know there are those that have burdens. Today I'd like for us to think about something. I'm going to draw
why I use computers. All right. So if you can imagine, here on the left, we have a child, and he's grown up. And so here we have a heart, and it flatlines right here. You can see that. We call that death.
And I was thinking about that, you know, for all of us, Joseph Allen, I think, has been on our minds. I don't personally know the family well. But as I was thinking about something to share today, I was just thinking about this. And imagine if that's your 14-year-old. We see, starting from birth, starting from young, and at 14, it's it. There's the end as far as death goes. In this life, and I was thinking about that, especially us as young parents, those of us who have young children, I would like for us to think about, what if we knew that any one of our children, that we have 14 years with that child, and that's it. We only get 14 years with that child. I wonder if any of us were to be in this experience that Joseph Millers are in today, how many of us would have regret? And I'm not at all talking about Joseph's. I believe he spent a lot of time with his children. I'm blessed by that. But how many of us could look back and say that I spent adequate time with that child? I spent adequate time with my family. Or how many of us would want to do things different? We would lament the fact that I did not spend adequate time with my family and with my children, and it's too late to make the change. And so today, I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's something we don't talk about a lot, but I want you to think about death today. I want us to think about the brevity of life and how short our lives are. I want us to think about that today. Before we get into the scripture here, I would like to ask you something. What are your children worth to you? If the state came to you and the state gave you $100,000 for your children, or one of your children, would you take it? Would you sell a child for $1 million to the state? I mean, we could go on and on. There would be no number that would be sufficient to replace any one of our children. Did you know that if any one of us parents, let's say we're going on a date, we go eat at a restaurant, we leave our children somewhere else, and it somewhere going to and fro, there's a car accident, and both parents would perish. Did you know that the state automatically owns your children unless you have a will? Now, my question to you is, if $800 or $1,000 and a morning off of work is keeping you from writing a will, you in action, you are saying you don't value that very much. Why would I bring this in? Again, it's to think about death. We got a will wrote up here a number of years ago, and it was uncomfortable, to say the least, to think about this thing, because we had to decide who's our first choice to raise our children. Either one of us is gone, right? Who would I choose to raise my children? First choice. And should something come up that family could not raise my children, what about the second choice? Who's your second choice? So we had to write down a second choice. And you could write down a third choice. What happens to all of your stuff when you pass away? That's all in there. It's very uncomfortable. But the point is that we don't expect to die. That is the bottom line, is that we expect to live. We automatically think that we're going to make it to 70 and 80 and 90. Automatically in our mind, we expect that. And we expect our children to live that long. And therefore, we make decisions based on that because we don't think enough about death and what could happen. And so, I just want to interject that here this morning. My message is not on having wills, but I did want to write that in there, that a judge could decide who raises your children if you do not have a will set in place for you to die. Is that really something that you want to gamble with? And so I plead with all of you here, and hopefully all of you have it, but I plead with all of you if you don't have a will. It's literally a morning off of work, and ours was $800-some dollars. And there is no question, I am 100% convinced that should my wife and I both get killed in a car accident or whatever, that document would be recognized by the state and a judge. Okay. Also, just a tip here on that as well. Before you pick your grandparents or pick a set of grandparents as someone to raise your children should you pass on, think about the fact, and I learned this at the Deacon Seminar, I thought it was a very good point. Your children will have already gone through that grief. Why would you have them sent to the grandparents, and then the grandparents are in their 60s or 70s, and soon they go through that grief again? He was just saying it's more expedient to integrate with another family, which I thought was a good point. So anyway, again, thinking about death, turn to Psalm 90. I just want us to think about today, how short life is, what's important in life. Really like this psalm. Starting in verse 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. And as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Okay. Verses 1 and 2 focuses on God being eternal. The fact that God was God before he ever created the world blows my mind. We know we can't comprehend time. God always was, always will be. And that's what verse 1 and 2 reference there. He's been our dwelling place in all generations. And before the earth was ever created, God was there. Verses 3 through 6. We see just how frail man is. Notice verse 3. And the ESV says that man is turned to dust. And the word destruction here simply means to be crushed to powder. So think about that fact. The fact that you were born out of the dust of the ground, that you came from dust, crushed powder. And when you die, and when I die, we're going back as crushed powder. We're going back as the dust of the ground. About 8,091 people die in America every day. Approximately every 11 seconds, someone dies in America. And in Tennessee alone, bringing it down a little bit, approximately 186 people die every day. He talks here about how God sees 1,000 years. 1,000 years are as nothing. See, our life is like a gust of wind. Have you ever been outside and like you just had this gust of wind come against you and then it moves on and it's again quiet? And that's really how our life is. In the eyes of God, and we should see it that way too, that our life is just as a breath, or the Bible says as a vapor. It's just like that wind that blows and is gone again. Our life could be summed up in verse 6. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Very, very short. Verses 7 through 11, we have the sinful man and the consequences of it. And I wanted to mention as well that if you see in the heading of your Bible, this psalm is actually written by Moses. Now, who could really grasp the holiness, the wrath, the mercy, all the attributes of God? Who could really grasp that as much as Moses? We have no clue about the wrath of God. We have no clue how horrible and terrible the day of the Lord will be, and how I was looking up the word wrath, and it's just this rage. And I don't think this is something we think about enough. Another Bible verse says, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God, I believe is how it says. A very fearful thing. And then verse 12 through the end, we see man's response. And I would really like for us to see verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And that numbering simply means to weigh out, to appoint, or to prepare. Now, as we think of that, when we do not number our days, we think that this life is it. We think that this is really what it's about. And we see with the world, to them, it's just devastation, you know, because whatever time they have in this life, that's all they got. That's their focus. That's everything to them. And they're even trying to make man immortal. And for us as Christians, we need to number our days, which simply, it literally means to think about how long you have to live. Think about how long you have lived, and to think about how short our time is here on earth. It really brings things into perspective. Verse 17. And this is what I would like to just simply leave with all of us here today. I guess, as a blessing upon all of you as we go from here. I just encourage us to not forget about death, to not forget about how short life is, and how short the amount of time that we have with our children before they are grown. And we never know when that heartbeat ends. We never know when that'll be our child. We never know when that'll be our spouse. I don't think anyone who suddenly loses a loved one, I don't think any of them would have woken up that morning and said, I expect my spouse to die today, or I expect my wife or my husband or my dad or my mom. We don't expect it, and that's the whole thing about this, is that we need to think about that it could be me and it could be our loved one. I just want to read verse 17, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." Let's kneel for prayer.